streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
The Favorites podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. They're America's number one sportsbook with an easy-to-use app that's safe and secure. And when I win, I get paid out in as little as 2 hours. And this season, FanDuel Sportsbook is making betting easy for everyone, with great promos like risk-free bets, enhanced odds markets, same-game parlays, and more. So if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and sign up with promo code FAVORITES so they know I sent you. You must be 21 or older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789 or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. I'm Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. It is Thursday. I am joined by my co-host, professional bettor, BFF, compadre, companion, compatriot, all the good stuff, Mr. Simon Hunter, my man.
What's up, brother?
We got a lot to do today. We're going to do sharp calls. We're going to nail down our final five or get close to it. Moneyline parlay, big balls, bet of the week. I got a DM, someone making a very specific request for a big balls sort of tweak, which I actually liked. I'll challenge you on that.
He wanted to come in and tweak our big balls. It's always welcome. So thank you, everyone.
Our balls are available for tweaking. I guess that's what Matt Mitchell is saying. And we'll talk about Survivor. You slacked me and Matt Mitchell last night. You know, you have talked all season long about you're making three or four big plays every year and that you have settled on one for this week. And so we're going to talk about that as well. Before we do that, also, I got to remind people, we asked for this. We asked you to give us hypercritical 5-star reviews. Say anything you want to say in the review. Be as mean as you want. We can take it, but it had to be 5 stars. You delivered. So at the end of the show, we will summarize some of the meanest reviews. A lot of these I mentioned on Tuesday will go towards Simon's year-end review, which he just learned he's going to get. The winner is going to get some swag from Matt Mitchell, but we'll talk about that at the end of the show. First, let's get to some sharp calls. Sharp calls.
Hello, who's there? I'm talking.
Ring, ring, telephone ring. Somebody said, baby, what you doing?
This is when we review from the Tuesday show the calls Simon was getting this week from professional bettors who are critiquing or supporting some of the picks and conversations and analysis that we had. Simon, take it away.
I would say I got a lot of calls about the Chargers, which again, we'll touch on in a little bit. No surprise there. It's a standalone game. It's a dog. It's a home dog. So yeah, again, we'll dive into that one. The guys love Pittsburgh. We talked about that. I kind of was a little scared. I thought that was kind of a public play this week, but multiple pros, they love Pittsburgh. Talked to multiple pros. They love the Eagles. That's another one we gave out. I think we gave out 4, 4.5.
To 7 now.
Yeah, seeing 7s now. It was the same exact thing. I kind of got the early word, and we talked on the show. There was a COVID outbreak there, and we heard it was a bunch of D linemen. It's kind of simple. Eagles, they want to run the ball. Now we have a team that is out a bunch of starters on their D line. So I would say a lot of money had came in heavy on the Eagles, professional money. And that's what everyone was just calling me about. They were just saying, like, are you able to get 4s anywhere? And that's what you're pretty much looking for. A lot of these calls are guys are looking for best lines, and they're seeing if I can make bets in Jersey for them, because New Jersey is kind of been, I don't want to say the best state of all the states for sports betting, but it really is. We have 20 books, all different lines, a lot of online books, not just in-person sports books. So I feel like I'm like the main middleman now. I'm getting reached out to have my runners make bets for people, just because you get a lot of better options here, and especially in Vegas where, you know, give or take, there might be 6 or 7 books, and a lot of those books just run the same lines, and they might run, you know, minus 115, minus 120. It adds up, the VIG. So a lot of these pros are looking for minus 105, just straight, you know, even pick. So I would say the Eagles one was a big one. I got a lot of calls about. And then the Broncos. We were on that one early. We gave it out at -1.5. I think it's up to 3, -2.5 at a lot of books. I can still see it going up. Plenty of pros I've talked to, they're laying into that one. I know one pro, that's one of his bigger bets of the year. So nothing's changing that angle. Still have love for that Denver Broncos bet. I would say the biggest pushback I got, it's not that surprising, my Colts love. I love the Colts. Still, nothing's changed there, but I know a couple of pros, they're coming in pretty heavy on that Patriots team. The fact the line hasn't moved honestly makes me feel even better about my Colts position. It's just sitting there 2.5, even though all this money keeps coming on the Patriots. I guarantee you everyone's going to have them in teasers. Everyone's teasing that up to 8.5. So the bookmakers, I think I'm going to be on the right side. They're going to need the Colts come Saturday night.
You're right about the Broncos. That one is steaming. It's at -2.5 at a bunch of books, but you're going to pay extra juice.
We saw that coming.
Yeah, we saw that coming. Let's see. So that's a 2.5. The Eagles are at 7. The Steelers are at +1.5 right now. So that's still a pretty good number. So a good opportunity to get the Steelers as an underdog there. Let's talk about the Chargers and the Chiefs. Normally, we're not going to spend a lot of time.
Real quick, though.
What's up?
Got the gift.
Oh, my God. Simon right now is holding up a signed Chicago Bears helmet. Everybody knows I love the Bears. Everybody knows Simon loves the Eagles. The truth is that the best quarterback on the Bears might be Nick Foles. And Nick Foles, of course, led the Eagles to a Super Bowl. Dave Eck from the Chicago Bears, who listens to the show, sent me a signed Bears helmet signed by Nick Foles.
Woo.
Knowing that Simon would have to display it because of how much he loves Nick Foles.
Truly an honor. Just to be in the presence of that man's signature, it's an honor.
Amazing. Totally amazing. I love it. Well done. I thought it was an evil genius move.
No, that was a great gift. Great gift.
All right. So let's talk about the Chargers and the Chiefs. You slacked me and Matt Mitchell last night saying Chargers plus 3.5 was going to be one of your biggest bets of the year.
Yep. Gave that out. I would say I got done the show, made a couple phone calls because I was just a little unsure with my Chargers love. Basically, when I have 6 points a difference in the bookmakers, it's red alarms to myself being like, what am I not seeing? I got to make sure I'm talking to the professionals, making sure they're seeing the same thing. So when I make this line Chargers -3 and it's all the way up to 4, which is 7 points of difference, I played it cool on the show, but it was definitely one of those that was going to be one. I knew that was going to be one of my bigger bets of the week, maybe of the season. So I basically reached out to a couple pros. They came in heavy as well with me on this Chargers at the four number. And my clients, when I sent out to get approved, I think I might have messaged you an hour afterwards and it already moved all the way down from 4 to 3. And my advice to you was, listen, these guys are going to bet this, but now it's going to be done. So no one's going to be touching this until Thursday night. Let the public come in Thursday morning. They'll bet it back up to 3.5. And I told you, you'd be able to get a 3.5. Sure enough, we're seeing 3.5 at BetMGM, seeing a 3.5 at DraftKings. Nothing's changed. I make this number what it is because I think the Chargers are a better team. And it's scary making one of my bigger bets of the year, and especially I'm already 3-1 on my big bets. I really don't honestly need this, but it's kind of one of those where I just feel like the opportunity is too good not to take. And if I can finish year 4-1 on big bets, it's a great year. 3-2, like that's a good year, but I really want that 4-1 record. So what I'm looking at, I'm trying to be patient when I pick my spots. And in an island game like this is, it's kind of giving me the same vibes as I had with the Rams and the Cardinals. It's a standalone game. The public's going to come in really heavy on one side. The professionals come on the other side, but the money is going to be so skewed towards this Chiefs team. All moneyline parlays, everyone for their weekends being set up through this Chiefs game. So just looking at it, it was it's one of those where I'm nervous because of all the COVID stuff, like you just talked about. This is a bad week to make a big bet because literally before game time, all of a sudden three starters could be out for this Chargers team. And what am I going to do? I can't buy it on my position, but I just think the number is so good, especially at 3.5, which like we just talked about, it's back to 3.5. That this is a big deal. This game tonight, I barely slept any at all last night. And I don't know. We have like some cocktail party tonight. I might get drunk at it. We'll see.
Oh, we have a big cocktail party tonight. The Action Network cocktail and karaoke event. It's going to be really fun. I'm excited about it.
Yep. I picked out the song Lil Wayne for karaoke. I think the company is really going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's Lil Wayne.
We'll put that in your year-end review as well. what do you think, like right now, in some places you can get the Chargers 3.5 -110. Some places you can only get them 3.5 with increased juice -115. Do you wait? Like, do you think that money's the bets are going to continue to come in on the Chiefs and you're going to get a better juice on this? Or what do you think you do?
I believe it's 90% of the money of all football games is bet the hour before kickoff. So the public, I feel like they have coming on the Chiefs, but this is when they're going to come in on them. So if you still don't have the 3.5 at your book that you use, I would just keep waiting. I don't really buy points, but if you get up to 4 and it's -125, -120, I would do that too, just because I'm betting such a large amount of money. If someone's following me on that, I play as safe as I can. Obviously I have a little bit, obviously bet on the Chargers money line and different things like that. But as far as six figures go, that's just going to be on the spread. So looking at this, if you can get -110 +3.5, of course you jump on that. I mean, even -115 is not terrible, but the key is a 3.5. Mathematically, it's very likely to land on 3 or 2.
Shouldn't we be making this one of our, what is the line in our contest?
I mean, it doesn't even matter. If it was 3, it'll be in there.
So it's in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. So this is definitely one of our top 5. We're saying it now. Chargers plus whatever.
Yeah, if you feel that little pit in your stomach, you're just like, I don't like this. I don't like that feeling. That's why you make this bet. It's a pro's line. It's everyone in the world is going to be on that Chiefs number. Chiefs have won, 6-7 straight games. They've been covering big numbers. Please, people. It's rare where I think I'm getting 6 to 7 points of value on one side.
I got to tell you, I'm just not bothered by it right now.
Cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a cucumber. We've been seeing this all year. The Chiefs are overvalued. Now the Chiefs are coming off of a huge win. People are thinking the Chiefs are back. Why wouldn't I take this?
Island games of the public are on. It's nice to fade.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just going to go for it. All right. So another game that you love that we talked about, that you're getting a little bit of pushback on, Colts minus 2.5. I love the Colts here too. I did a little bit more research after we had our conversation. Colts overall rushing game, number one in the NFL, number two in the NFL behind the Eagles. Yards per carry, number one in the NFL. The Patriots rushing defense, bottom third. So,
and look at who they played.
Yeah. And look who they played. So you're talking about an offensive line in the Colts that is super healthy against a defensive line in the Patriots that is overvalued because of who they've played. This line opened at one. It's now up to 2.5, even though all the tickets are coming in on the Patriots. I'm struggling to see what the wise guy buddies of yours are seeing there.
So when I sent in my big bet on the Chargers, I also sent in the Colts. I wanted to make that one of my big bets, and I got rejected. So immediately I got pushed back. Yeah, from my own group. Again, I get a lot of shit talking to me about my lack of respect for the Patriots all the time by guys I work with. And they're not even – it's not like they're Bostonians. They're just like – like, you don't get it with Bill. You don't get it. And it's like, I fucking get it, guy. Like, I get it. It's just, I'm trying to fade a rookie quarterback here and he keeps biting me in the ass because he's playing out of this world. But like you just said, on paper, I believe the Patriots give up the most explosive runs all season. We've seen it with this Colts team. Taylor's one of the most explosive runners of all football. I believe he leads the league, and it's not even close, of broken tackles and yards after contact. That's the perfect setup for this Patriots team. And again, Patriots have been great against the pass and the rush, but against the run, they leave big holes up that middle because that kind of style where they're kind of coming off really heavy off the end. So like you just touched on it, the running thing's the big deal to me. And it's also a big deal to me. I told you, just going against Mac on the road as a rookie, I'm getting under 3 points with a home team here. The Browns burned us last week with it. That was one of those that we talked about, why 2.5 has become so important. These missed extra points, little things like that. It can't happen again. That's just it. We can't just let that dictate it. I still think we're getting a good number. Long, it's under three. I still believe three is a key number. So to me, 2.5, that's an automatic play.
I feel really strongly about this one. I agree with you 100%. To me, there's no way this doesn't go in the contest unless there's some massive COVID issues that happen on Sunday morning.
100%. It's an interesting game where we haven't really touched on futures. I guess it's because we have a lot jam packed into our different shows. This is like a crazy future decider in this division. It really is interesting. If the Patriots win this, it's hard not to see them taking that AFC. But if you're like me and you like the Bills to still steal the AFC East, it's a sneaky bet to make on the Bills team right now, because I could see them dropping this game. Again, go look at New England's schedule. It gets tough coming up here. They don't finish with just a layup schedule. They already played the Jets twice. So we know they got Miami left. They got the Bills left. This is a big one. So to me, I'm doubling down on that. I'm taking the Bills to win the AFC East, and I'm going to be taking the Colts in the spot.
I like how you're scanning the market, looking for opportunities, seeing how you can basically bundle the opportunities. We had loved the Eagles the other day. If their number in the contest, which usually locks on Tuesday or Wednesday, is 4.5, what is it right now?
It will be interesting seeing what they make that line. Let's see what the Eagles are. It is 6.5. So we probably have to lock that one in. And the Chargers are 3.5, which is nice.
Isn't it funny how last week we felt so bad about every game? This week, we're so overconfident that it's either going to lead to a 5-0 week or an 0-5 week.
Yeah, I'm going to be down a hard. But I smelt it last week, though. We talked about it all the time. I just felt like a public week, and it was scaring me off. I just didn't like the way the lines were moving, the way different games were kind of looking.
The Eagles are 7 everywhere else. You're right. The only reason I'm not thinking about the Eagles right now is because I know they were at 4.5 earlier in the week.
Yeah.
It's in reality, 7 is probably still a good number.
Yeah. No, I'm going to try not to get scared off. The fact that we have 6.5 makes it way easier to put into our contest. But if I was a better, I would still take it at 7. I just wouldn't be betting as much as I was going to when I was down at 4.5, 5.
Yeah. Okay, so the other game that was discussed by us and by your friends, the Sharp Callers, the Steelers, +2. I don't know what it is in the contest, but this is one of those games that is bubbling up, that has a lot of people talking about it. It's a pro-Joe game. Majority of the bets are on the Titans. Majority of the money is on the Steelers. Feels like it. Like this Titans team, what have they done? They scored 20 points and let the Jags stay in it the entire game. They scored 13 against Houston and lost. They scored 13 against New England. This is not an offense without Derrick Henry, with no AJ Brown, Julio Jones, you know, inconsistent in his ability to stay on the field. Their skill positions, they're just playing at like second and third string depth right now. Steelers at home as a dog in a must win.
Coming off a loss and extended rest. I mean, there's too many signals not to take it. Again, people think we hate on Tennessee a lot. I honestly think Vrabel has been one of the coach of the year candidates this year. What he's done with that team, all the injuries they've faced, and they keep producing, coming in there when the worst ranked defense is in. This year, they've been way above what I thought they were going to be on defense. So this isn't so much I'm trying to shit on Tennessee. It's just all the different little matchups that really go towards this Pittsburgh team. They're way better on defense, especially they're going to be able to, like, matchup wise. All you have to have is two guys shadowing Julio, and the rest of that defense is going to be kind of, again, Watts back too. But the rest of that defense is going to cover that field where there isn't any other explosive players you have to really worry about on this Tennessee team. So we're getting a team that it's a little overinflated. Like, this line to me should have been -1 to Pittsburgh, just giving them the respect at home. The fact that we were getting two, still at 1.5 in most books. Love the value. The biggest determining factor in this game is going to be defenses. We've seen Tennessee have certain games where they've really dominated some teams. Like, again, that Chiefs game, Chiefs scored, 3 points against them? Could say that says more about the Chiefs team, but I went back and watched that film. Tennessee, they got playmakers. They got guys that make plays, but they're also stupid. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a team that's young, inconsistent, to make mistakes against a veteran quarterback in Roethlisberger and all the weapons he has around him. And like you just touched on, Tomlin at home as a dog, coming off a loss as well. I know that really, that's a big trend too, with Tomlin as a dog coming off a loss at home.
I wonder what Mike Tomlin is going to say about that.
Bring your A-game today. You ain't new to this no more now. You know what I mean? My kids want to have a good Christmas.
We have to do it. Even if we lose this bet, everything we're doing, all the numbers, everything points to, you have to kind of make this bet. So it is one of those I had a little bit of pause because I liked it so much coming in. The fact that I got reinsurance from other pros, it makes me love it even more. So I'll definitely be on this Pittsburgh team.
I mean, we've already got four games that we love, and a couple of them were not even games that we were targeting on Tuesday. So it's going to be really interesting for the rest of the show.
Yeah, probably like seven games this week that are like legit love.
Well, one more game that we didn't really talk about on Tuesday, or that we did, but I want to revisit, is the Texans as underdogs on the road at the Jags. Do we reconsider this without Urban Meyer? Does the Jags team play reinvigorated? Are they feeling like they are out from under the thumb of their evil overlord?
Yeah, do you have anyone you look up to in life?
Other than you?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think Urban Meyer is starting to become one of my role models. This man came in, did absolutely nothing, was an asshole to everyone he came across. I mean, just a huge piece of shit. I saw that he got paid $50 million to get fired from that job right now.
He'll get fired for cause, though, because he kicked Lambeau. So the lawyers will get involved. He'll get something, but he won't get the whole 50.
I hope you're right, because if I was a Jags fan, I'd just be like, what the fuck are we doing here? How is this man walking away with all that money? So I'm glad you said that, because I saw that. I'm like, this guy's really getting paid $50 million. Because to me, him and Gruden, two of the greatest thieves in American history. I mean, Gruden got paid $100 million to get his ass kicked every year and come back and coach. So I told you my whole reason for liking that Jags team. Not that I had whispers of him getting fired, but I had whispers of, you know, something might be happening with that team. I wish I would have bet it, though, because I just didn't believe it. I really thought they were going to let him finish out the year because of everything he'd done. And it's hilarious, that story of him kicking their ex-kicker in preseason is what kind of pushed it over the edge. But, yeah, nothing's changed. I think the public I knew was going to come in heavy on Houston. That was my whole reason for liking the Jags. Even before Urban was fired, the number was growing. I think it had gone up to 3.5, 4, even before he was fired. So the pros came in on it. Now it's up to 5.5 at a lot of offshore books that are really respected by a lot of professionals. That's like a clear indicator that everyone thinks what we always think. A team hates their coach. Like, remember we bet the Vegas, who they played? Do you remember, Chad, the week after he got fired?
Yeah. Jordan. We loved them that week.
Right. And it's just, it feels like the same thing here. Like, everyone's going to rally around hating this guy. So I don't know what number we'll get in the contest or if this will be one of our five, but nothing's changed. I'll still be betting it. It's a fun bet. Like, we love betting on teams after they fire a coach that everyone hates. And I feel like everyone hates Urban Meyer. Even like the players coming out and talking about him after he's gone, nothing but disdain. So this man just was not liked by that team.
It's always interesting also to bet the team right after the coach is fired. I think that's always a good opportunity. Stuckey actually did a great story about this. Yeah. People should just Google Action Network Stuckey NFL coaches fired, and you will get a great story from Stuckey about how teams perform in the first game after their coach is fired, or there's a midseason or coaching change. Another game on our list. I'm going in order here. We liked the Panthers at the Bills plus 10. You said we should wait. And sure enough, the line has moved up. Here's what's interesting to me. The total on this game is about 44. It's a pretty low total for a number that has such a high spread. And the majority of the money, meaning the wise guy money, the professional money, is coming in on the under. To me, there's a correlation there. There's a correlation between betting the under at 44, 44 and a half, and then betting the Panthers at plus 11, given the circumstances around these teams. Josh Allen in a walking boot, bad weather in Buffalo, the Panthers knowing that they're only going to run the ball. Feels like a pretty good spot for the Panthers.
And we like that everyone's left them for dead. No one's betting Carolina. No one wants to bet Cam. So coming in, I did really like it, but I don't think it'll be one of my top five now. Still love what everything you said, but man, that feeling of we're down 14, we have Cam, and now Cam has to throw the ball, and we know a pick six is coming. It's just not one I want to experience for our fans here. So still love it. Still think it's a good, smart pro number. I would take it in my pick pools, but I don't know if I'll make it one of our best five.
Broncos, we discussed. We still love the Broncos. We love the Broncos at minus 2.5.
Yeah, we think there's more going on with Burrow's injury than's been let on. He didn't play well for about three quarters of that game against the 49ers, and he did try as hard as he could to backdoor him. A lot of that went down to the refs and Chase. I mean, I don't know how to feel about this Bengals team. So I know it's a make or break week for them. The fact the line moved against them, it makes me even trust my numbers early on even more, where we just thought Denver was a good side. The fact the professionals came in so heavy and bet this all the way up to a key number of 3, 2.5. I love Denver. I know the public are going to come in on this dog with Cincy. I get it. You're getting points with a team that feels like kind of a coin flip kind of game. But to me, this should be, you know, more -4 for Denver than it is. So I still think we're getting a good number here with this Denver team.
Jesus Christ. We've already written down 6 games that we love.
Yeah, I told you. I had I legit had 7 games I really like. Yeah,
this is insane. All right, another one. Tuesday.
DJ Khaled.
Tuesday, we loved the Falcons at plus 8.5. It's now up to 9.5.
We might be the only ones betting this. I didn't really hear that many pros like this number like I do. I just, Shanahan is a huge favorite at home. We always fade this position. It always works out for us. I mean, one that really jumped out to me, I think maybe just because I'm an Eagles fan, but the Eagles were doing terrible, right? They're on a big slide. Everyone was kind of down on Carson Wentz. Just did not look right. They had Nick Mullins as a starting quarterback of the 49ers. And the books had the audacity to make them -8 at home against the Eagles with Nick Mullins as starting quarterback. I think the Eagles ended up winning that game by over a touchdown against this 49ers team. So just going off the overinflation of this line, the fact that publics keep coming in on this number and they keep betting it up even more, nothing's changed here. Love Atlanta. Love them to beat this 49ers team. We talked about it. It was maybe 2-3 years ago, the Super Bowl run the 49ers had. The only team they lost to at home that year was your Atlanta Falcons. And they were even worse that year, the Atlanta Falcons, this team. Matchup on paper, I think a lot of it's skewed towards this 49ers team on the defensive side. The Atlanta just does not have the pieces in the secondary to really shut down Jimmy G. But luckily up front, they've had pass rush and they've had a lot of good pressure. We see Jimmy G is not good against pressure. So this is going to be a sloppy turnover kind of battle with, you know, we're going to need a little bit of luck to cover this number, but I also think we have a chance of winning this game, winning outright. For all the big dogs this week, this is the only one I really seen having a chance at winning outright. So I'm still going to be on Atlanta. I still take that number. It's just scary. The number's moving against us. I know that means no pro money's coming on our side. And that's always scary when we're just on an island in that way.
I think we got plenty of options for our final five. I don't know that we need to add it, even though it is my Scooch Roulette pick.
Yeah, that's tough.
You're on the Colts -2.5. I'm on the Falcons +8.5, or I'll take wherever the number lands.
Yeah.
Here's another interesting one. On Tuesday, Seattle was the Simon Says pick, a second Simon Says pick. The first Simon Says pick was Atlanta +8.5. So people aren't getting the best of the number on that Simon Says pick.
Damn it.
And they're not getting the best of the number on a Simon Says, the sequel, because the Seahawks on Tuesday were at +7. Now they're at +4.5. And this is another pro Joe, 58% of the money on the Seahawks, 72% on the Rams.
Yeah, nothing's changed. We talked about that. It was a crazy overinflated line in a divisional rivalry matchup.
But at 4.5, would you still bet it?
Still would bet it. Still, I mean, I'd still take it. It just sucks giving that out, because it's like we lost a lot of that value.
Yeah.
That's big. Two and a half points move through two different key numbers as well. Now that hurts. So I'm still on the Seahawks. That might be a reason why it's not one of our fives. It's moved so much. We're losing a lot of the value taking at this number. But
it depends on what it's at in the contest, though.
Yeah, it's true. I still think this number should be closer to 3.5. So if you're just a bettor out there, I still think you're getting a good number, the Seahawks team. This is going to be a tough battle for both teams. We talked about Rams are overinflated just because they won a primetime game. Again, now I'm thinking about maybe this could be one of our five, depending on what the number is in the contest. But
yeah,
it's just tough taking that 4.5 when it was 7.
If you said to me on a Thursday, I got this number at 3, I've got this power rated at 3.5. And I've got a 1.5-point advantage on the underdog, I wouldn't be thinking about the opportunity cost lost from the Seahawks at +7. I'd only be thinking, I'm still getting 1.5. And I would I'd hit the go button immediately.
Yeah, I'm really good at what I do. These bookmakers are a million times better. So that's the scary part, where when it lands at 6, you're like, oh, fuck. That's why they hung at 7 when it first opened. That was why the pros betted at 7, because the number should have been 6. So that's always the scariest part with betting these kind of numbers is there's a reason they hung at that high. I'm just hoping my initial reads right, that they bumped it away up there just because of the primetime win for this Rams team.
Saints Bucks. We love the Saints at +11.
I'm going to pass. I want to take the Saints, but the more I read about it, the more I look at it, this might be a sharp trap that I'm walking right into. Feels a little too good to be true. The sports books are being really nice, so it's giving us this kind of number. Maybe talk to two other professional groups on the Saints too. They think we've gotten all we could get out of this Saints run. Again, they're, I believe, 4-5 the last 2 years against this Buccaneers team. The one loss is in the playoffs last year. So again, they're 3-1 or 4-1 against Brady since he's been on the, or no, 3-1 against Brady. The one win game last year in the playoffs. So the Saints have played well. They've matched up well against this Buccaneers team. They just have too much stuff going on that's going to catch up to them in this game, in my opinion. Taysom Hill, kind of a run-forced quarterback. We know that. With the finger injury as well, that really puts them in a bind where they're going to need to have to try to run the ball against this Buccaneers front. That I just can't trust that. I cannot trust them running against this team. You need to beat the Bucs by passing. That's not what the Saints do well right now. So I'll bet the Saints, but this is probably going to be my low, five figures kind of bet. I doubt I cross into, 10K on this kind of game. It's there's too much unknown with it for me to really put a lot of money on it anymore.
I won't do a dime more than 50K.
I wouldn't either.
So can we talk about the Bears for a second? Now that you're in the fold, now that you've got Bears paraphernalia, now that you love them as much as I do, and they're your second favorite team, Bears +3.5, +4 against the Vikings, a Vikings team that only plays one possession games, always plays down to their opponent. You can almost guarantee whatever they do in the first half, they'll do the opposite in the second half. Money coming in on the Bears, bets coming in on the Vikings. We've got 6 games that we're talking about right now that we really like for the contest. Are the Bears going to be in play for us on Sunday? Are the Bears a team to bet right now?
Of course. You knew we were going to love that number. We talked on Tuesday about it. It's such an, again, once again, it's another pros versus Joes kind of game. Obviously, I wish all these dogs would cash for us people in these primetime slots, but that's just one of these guys are going to drop. So I'm probably walking into it taking all these home dogs, and I hate betting Matt Nagy. So that's the only thing, Paul, for me not putting this in, this, the main reason would be just because of Nagy. He's burned me taking the Bears as a dog more than any other coach, I believe, in NFL history. This guy, every time I take the Bears as a dog, he doesn't cover. I mean, it's a talent, honestly. I wish I could fade them, but they just keep getting such value, this Bears team, because they're not as bad as they looked. Again, Robert Quinn, he's 3 sacks away from breaking your guys' sack record. No one even knows that because the Bears have just been that bad this year. No one even cares. They're just like, oh, they just sucked all year. So I don't know. I have to take the Bears just on the simple fact that the Vikings always play down their competition. They play games close. They're sucking me with a 3.5 hook. I know what they're doing. They're giving me a little trap there. So, yeah, I'll bet it, but I probably won't make it one of our 5 because I just feel terrible having people bet on these shit teams and losing money in like such bad spots.
Look, we didn't do a our big balls bet of the week.
I should have said Chargers.
Oh, Chargers. All right. Well, listen, we had a
request. What's this guy's recommendation?
We had a request from Jeep Glide, a DM from Jeep Glide.
Sounds trustworthy.
Well, you know, by the way, I found you on Twitter. I think that most people who reach out on Twitter through their DMs are pretty genuine. Like they either have a really good criticism, but they say it in a way where they want to be constructive because they're invested in the show or they're fans of yours or whatever the case may be. It's like the people who just at you in their mentions, you suck, you call yourself a professional, you're an asshole.
Those are my favorite ones.
Those are the people like I don't pay attention to. Jeep Glide, he wonders if we can do the money line, the big ball bet of the week should be a money line underdog. And in this case, it is. It's the Chargers, like, but you don't like them as the big balls bet of the week just on the money line. You like them at +3.5.
No, I mean, the money line is supposed to just be a little percentage of your bankroll. You're giving yourself a ton of risk taking money lines. That's why they're giving you such nice plus numbers. That's why I like doing money line round robins. I like his idea and his concept, but the whole point of the big balls bet is people just be taking these ugly spread numbers. So that's kind of like my goal when I first started, like came on your show, is just, I want people to take ugly dogs. That's how you win good money. You take ugly dog money lines as well. So our money line round robins are already ugly enough. That already takes big balls to make regardless.
All right. Well, big balls bet of the week is going to be the Chargers +3.5. We are riding big numbers with that. We're going to get to your 5-star hypercritical reviews. Let's
Why do we agree to this? What is happening?
Look, we take the feedback seriously. It's why we asked for the hypercritical reviews. It's why when the guy came in and said, I don't like when you say love you at the end, we talked about it. We voted on it. We decided to keep doing it. We're invested just like you are. What's our money line parlay? It's like, is it a 7-team money line parlay?
My dog likes your dog. Your dog likes my dog.
I mean, obviously, got to throw Chargers in there.
Yep.
We would have liked Las Vegas. It was +3 when we did the show on Tuesday. Now that's gone. They're the favorite. Kind of makes me want to take the Browns now. But it's not enough value to even throw in this money line parlay. So we'll just leave them out just because they're not going to really change that number enough for us to make any like real dent. Chargers, love it. Pittsburgh, love it. Seahawks, love it. Atlanta, I'm about it. This 5th one, people might get upset because we're going against ourselves with it. I'm still on Green Bay, but the Ravens as a home dog, you're getting a good number at this point. If it's Lamar and you're doing this on Sunday, I'd put this one in. If you're going to do it just because you're throwing the Chargers in tonight, I'd probably leave it out and I would just throw in the Bears. I know Chad, he probably believes they have no shot of winning. I'm right there with him. We've seen it the Vikings, though. When they come off wins, they have letdowns the following games and they just play so sloppy. It's too many points in that matchup. So to me, that's a nice little icing on the cake, taking that the Bears to end it on Monday night. And you can hedge out. That's why I like doing primetime games, taking these big dogs. It's an easy spot to hedge. So
it's a great way to ruin your
Monday night week
watching the Bears ruin your money line round robin parlay.
That's
on
fact.
Monday night. What's our survivor pick?
I actually had a tough time like thinking about this one. You're basically at the point now where you don't have like that many options, obviously, left. It's tough for me to tell you to take the Jags, but that's one of the teams you're going to have left. It's tough for me to tell you to take Miami against the Jets, but that's one of the teams you're going to have left. Miami, the Jags, they really stand out as these two teams that people most likely have left. Or the Eagles. If you haven't used the Eagles, you didn't use them against the Jets, it's another good spot to use these teams. So when I'm trying to look at it, obviously, there's other matchups like the Buccaneers. Yeah, that's a layup. No one's going to have that left. No one's going to have the Bills left. I'm trying to think of obscure teams that people might have left. Again, it's scary. I get it. You're taking the Jags, but they're at home, big spot against a rookie quarterback, playing hard because they hated their past coach. I just love it. And the fact that this number is going to keep growing, that has to make you feel better about taking this Jags on the money line. So to me, that's a sneaky play for Survivor Pool.
All right. We've done the money line parlay. We've done the Survivor Pool. We've done the sharp calls. We've narrowed it down. Just to recap, as we head into the weekend, the games that we are thinking about for our final five, we're definitely doing the Chargers +3.5. We love the Colts -2.5. And then we're going to be choosing from Eagles -6.5, Steelers +2, maybe the Jags -4, maybe the Broncos -2.5, maybe the Bears probably +4. That's what we're looking at.
I know a couple of professionals, they like the Ravens. My love for Green Bay is just the fact that I think Lamar is going to be out, and that's just a huge advantage to that Green Bay team. So it's rare I'm on the chalk side, especially road chalk, but it's just a good position to be in.
And now a word from our friends at FanDuel. The NFL playoffs are almost here, and to help you stay on top of the action, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a $10 bonus when you place $20 in same game parlay bets. Bet on a single game or spread your bets out across multiple matchups. It's up to you. As long as you bet $20 in same game parlays during the same week of NFL action, you're getting a $10 bonus. For example, this Sunday, I'm taking the Colts -2.5, Jonathan Taylor over his rushing yards, and the under in the Patriots-Colts game. I love betting with FanDuel because it's America's number one rated sportsbook app. It's safe and secure, and when I win, I get paid out in as little as 2 hours. And the same game parlay bonus is live during weeks 13, 14, and 15. So lock in some winners today and enjoy your $10 bonus. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up using promo code FAVORITES to get 30-1 odds on either team to win the Browns versus Ravens rematch. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. That's promo code FAVORITES exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Next step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together. So you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the show. All right. It's time for the hypercritical 5-star reviews. We asked for it. It's the end of the year. We're doing our own public facing end of the year reviews. And let me just say one thing. I want to remind everybody, because a lot of the feedback was consistent about wanting more player props, or, you know, it gets a little too talky at times. All good. We get it. I'm trying to pull that back sometimes. If you are looking for just hardcore NFL data analysis picks, very little chit chat, check out the Action Network podcast. They whip through it, especially on their Thursday show. They do their Sunday six pack. It's an amazing show. I listen to it every week before I get ready for this one. Also, the award-winning Fantasy Flex podcast, separate channel, goes through player props as well as everything DFS related. So here's a summary of some of the meanest 5-star reviews we got. And then Matt Mitchell, you're going to announce the winner at the end.
That's right. We'll select a few winners. Again, we really appreciate everyone who most importantly followed the directions. It's very manual. You got to follow a bunch of steps. I really, really, really appreciate that. Helps the show a lot. The content of those reviews, I read every single review. one-star reviews that are mean-spirited, just very kindly, in the spirit of the holiday season, go fuck yourselves. I'm sure that'll fuel a million one-star reviews. But again, if you want to attack us personally or get into really sharp criticism that you know will be read individually by me and probably Chad and Simon, you can email me anytime at podcasts@actionnetwork.com. You will also be emailing podcasts@actionnetwork.com to claim any prizes. That is the mechanism through which you receive your prizes. So again, thank you for everyone who followed instructions. We are nothing without our listeners. As a reminder, I have been listening to this show for a really, 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 really long time, all the way back to its ESPN days. I love the show so much. I quit my good job, went back to school, learned audio production, got a job at Action when it was barely a company so that I could eventually produce this show. So I appreciate everyone's investment in the show and desire to improve it. I take all of your feedback very, very, very seriously.
Feedback is a gift. Here are some of the gifts our fans gave us this holiday season. Academic NFL fan who appreciated that we stayed on topic, which is unlike the views of many of our critics. A.M. Lopez, quote, come for the bets, stay for the Colt McCoy story. Taser 24363, subject line, which nipple quarterback? Thanks to JSwag21, who left us a nice review. We're saying hello to DLEWSREKOJ, who complained that he now hears Chad saying Minnesota Vikings when he sees them. Cheeky Finger, who has been listening since Matthew Berry used to join on Scooch's show. Matthew Berry's never been on the podcast. In fact, Matthew Berry was vociferously against the idea that fantasy was gambling and gambling overall, right up until it became clear gambling is going to outpace fantasy at some point. Yeah,
this is a Nate Ravitz podcast. Only a few people will get that.
Red Devil 10, who called Matt Mitchell a dead inside Bills fan. Scott Feeble, who asked for more player props and called Simon a miserable Scrooge. And Mohan SR, who asked Chad to stop bragging about his own professionalism. Can I tell you, I'm a professional. There were some meaner ones in there, Matt Mitchell.
I mean, that I've never been called a Scrooge, so I'm actually feeling pretty good right now.
Well, Chad, you are right about that. There were certainly some meaner ones in here. Again, Tina's voice was essentially not heard last episode. We did get some reviews begging for her return. That is very nice. I will mostly leave Tina out of this through the end of the season. I think that's totally fine. Thank you, everyone, for your concern. She's fine.
She's a professional.
Yeah, she's a pro. I do want to give a little bit of shine to Wabossum, who left by far our longest and probably our most mean review. But again, it was 5 stars. So I want to thank him or her personally for following instructions and basically giving us exactly what we asked for. It is very long, but to summarize, he or she let us know that the show is one of the best in the business when it stays on topic, which it doesn't always do. It would be nice if Chad could rein himself in a little bit, because in years past, Scooch was able to kind of keep him on track. But now that he is, quote, a big wig at Action Network, it feels as though he has a blank check to do whatever he pleases on this show. Weekly, I get regaled with not so subtle brags about his weekly happenings. We get it. You went to MSG and didn't sit in the rafters. But frankly, I'd rather hear about Simon's 3 a.m. trip to the bathroom. End quote. He wanted to let us know that he appreciates Simon's in-depth analysis and viewpoints. Simon ends up getting off pretty easy here, but that the rest of the episode is like Nickelodeon's Slime Time. Chad reminds me of Timmy Timmons, the younger brother in The Sandlot. He went in to explain that at great depth. And then let me know that the hokey little drops drive me crazy. I've been conditioned to reach my phone and find the skip ahead button when anyone mentions Daniel Jones, or as soon as I hear the Buffalo Bills mentioned. For a show that delivers such professional content, the hokey drops feel incredibly amateurish. Thank you. I'm not going anywhere. I would just love for you guys to stay on track. I need your picks to remain consistently good at picking winners, and I'd rather pay you money than my time to listen to the extra circus peanuts that somehow somebody thought was a good idea to include in this show. It goes on from there. including saying he very explicitly did not want to receive any Action Network swag and that he would be embarrassed to wear it, and said it'd be nice if there were some occasional guest hosts, but please not Darren Rebell. It was a real tour de force. Again, I thank you. Wabasam, and now to select a winner very quickly, and I would let everybody who reviewed know they're still in the running for future polls. I'll keep all you guys in a file. I am going to give prizes to Scott Thiebolt, the one who called Simon a miserable Scrooge, Tazar 24363, the one who let us know about which nipple quarterback, and of course, A.M. Lopez, come for the bets, stay for the Colt McCoy story. The Colt McCoy story is terrible and has been heard on this show countless times. Thank you for pointing it out. Again, email podcasts@actionnetwork.com to claim your prize. Thanks for leaving your reviews. Happy holidays.
We love all of our listeners equally, even the ones who said really mean things about me. This has been the Favorites podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman. He is Simon Hunter. And keep a lookout for a special bonus episode on early bull betting featuring our very own Colin Wilson. You can download us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Obviously, we take the reviews seriously. So please leave your 5-star reviews and say as much mean stuff as you would like. Until Tuesday, love you.
No charges.
Thunderstruck, adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival, choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.